Title: Playbook for Vocal Texture Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very jungle, very old school drum and bass move, making vocals feel textured, sampled, gritty, and alive without your master getting louder and louder until it's clipping and everything turns to mush. Because in jungle, vocals usually aren't a pop lead, they're more like another piece of the break. Ragga shouts, movie lines, little radio phrases, chopped hooks, spooky vocal pads. They sit inside loud drums and bass. So the goal is attitude and movement, but stable level, more vibe, same loudness. By the end, you'll have a drop-in vocal texture rack with three parallel chains, clean, grit, and air. And you'll have a send-style dub delay workflow that stays out of the way of your drums. Then we'll place the vocal in a simple 16-bar jungle edit so it feels authentic. Call and response, gaps, and a couple of classic delay throws. Let's start with the most important part, headroom. If you skip this, you'll fight the mix the entire time. Step 0. Prep your session for headroom. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to imagine 165 BPM, because that's a sweet spot for classic jungle bounce. Now look at your master. While you're building, aim for the master peak to hover around minus 6 dB. Not because minus 6 is magic, but because it gives you space. Jungle gets busy fast. Breaks, bass, stabs, effects, vocals, it stacks up. And here's the big mindset shift. If your breakbeat is already loud, turn the break down instead of pushing the vocal up. A good beginner target is drums peaking around minus 10 to minus 8 dB per channel. You can always make it louder later. Right now we want room to work. Cool. Now step 1. Choose a vocal and warp it the DNB way. Drag a vocal one-shot or phrase onto an audio track and name it Vox Texture. Something short is perfect. 1 to 3 seconds. A shout, a phrase, even a song fragment. Turn on warp. For that sampled old-school vibe, you've got two main choices. Complex Pro if you want it cleaner and more natural. Or Beats Mode if you want it a little more chopped and machine-like, with artifacts that can actually sound right in jungle. Neither is correct. It depends what you want the vocal to feel like. Before we add any effects, set the clip gain. This matters more than people think. In clip view, use gain so the raw vocal peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dB. Not the fear. Clip gain first. Teacher tip. If the vocal has random spikes, like a sudden loud shout, do tiny fades on the clip edges to prevent clicks, and don't be afraid to pull the clip gain down a touch. The calmer you make the audio before compression, the more controlled your results will be. This is how you keep punching your breaks. Quick arrangement hint while you're here. Jungle vocals often hit on beat 1 for impact, or on the end before the snare to push into it, or in the last quarter of bar 4 or 8 as a turnaround. Think of it like punctuation, not a constant monologue. Step 2. Clean the low end immediately. This is basically free headroom. First device on Vox Texture, EQ8. Turn on a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave. Set it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's just a shout, you can go higher. You are not trying to make it thin for no reason. You're making space for bass and for the weight of the break. In jungle, the low end belongs to the kick, the bass, and the body of the break. Vocals do not need to live there. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle bell cut around 250 to 500 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB, Q around 1.2. If it's harsh, try a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB, with a slightly tighter Q. And here's a powerful trick that often beats throwing 5 plugins at the problem. If the vocal fights the snare crack or the hats, make a narrowish dip around 2 to 3.5 kHz, like minus 2 dB, Q around 2. Then, only if you need it, add a tiny shelf above 7 to 10 kHz for clarity. That move alone can make the vocal read clearly without needing to be louder. Now step 3. Build the vocal texture rack. After EQ8, add an audio effect rack, open it up and create three chains. Name them Clean, Grit, and Air. The concept is simple. Clean is your stable vocal that never surprises you. Grit is texture, not volume. Air is width and space, but controlled, so it doesn't wash out the drums. Let's build chain A. Clean. First add a compressor. Set ratio to 3:1. Attack around 10 to 25 milliseconds. That attack is important. It lets the consonants and the initial bite through so it still feels punchy. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, then bring the threshold down until you're getting about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the louder words. Leave makeup off. If you need level, do it consciously with output, not automatically, After the compressor, add a limiter. This is not for loudness. This is a seatbelt. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Keep the gain at 0, maybe up to plus 2 at most. The idea is, one random shout should not clip your track or your master. This is the no surprises layer. Now chain B. Grit. Old school edge without eating headroom. Add a saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3. Turn soft clip on. Now, the most important part. Match the output level. Every time you add distortion, it tends to get louder. Louder always sounds better for a second, and that's how you accidentally destroy headroom. Turn the output down until the grit chain feels about the same loudness as clean, when you solo between them. Optional but very jungle. Add redux after saturator. Keep it subtle. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, start at 3. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. If you go too extreme, it turns into fizzy digital dust, which can be cool, but usually not for beginner sits in the mix vocal texture. Then add EQA to after the grit. Distortion can add low junk and harshness. High pass again if needed, maybe 150 to 250 Hz. If it gets scratchy, a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. You're basically sanding the edges so it feels sampled, not painful. Now chain C, air, bass and width, controlled. First put utility, set width to around 140 to 170%. Then turn on bass mono and set it to around 150 Hz. That keeps any low-ish information centered and prevents weird phase issues. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb if you want extra flavor. Keep decay shorter than you think. For DNB, try 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the dry vocal stays up front and the space blooms behind it. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it's not sizzling over your hats. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't thicken the mix. And keep dry slash wet low, like 8 to 18%. Key concept, in DNB, space should feel present but not loud. Extra coach note, a beginner trap is that the air chain becomes the loud chain. If you find that happening, you've got two great fixes. One is to reduce early reflections in the reverb so it doesn't thicken the mids. The other is to put a compressor on the air chain and sidechain it from the dry vocal so the space dips during the syllable and blooms after. That makes it feel bigger without stacking volume on top of the word. Step 4. Balance the chains. This is where headroom is saved. Set clean to 0 dB as your anchor. Bring up grit until you clearly notice the texture, then pull it back slightly. Usually it ends up maybe minus 8 to minus 3 dB compared to clean, depending on how aggressive you went. Bring up air until it adds vibe, not wash. Often minus 12 to minus 6 dB compared to clean. And now do a really important reality check. Toggle the whole rack on and off. Your goal is, it feels more interesting when it's on, but it shouldn't suddenly feel way louder. If the meter jumps, pull the chain volumes down. If you want to be extra precise, drop a meter before the rack and after the rack. Think of it like a headroom compass. More attitude, same loudness. Step 5. Movement. Let's give it that jungle edit energy. Option A is gating for punch. Put a gate after the rack, or inside clean if you prefer. Set threshold so it closes between phrases. Return around 6 to 12 dB. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. What you're listening for is, the vocal stays tight over the break, and gaps feel intentional, not messy. Option B is the classic jungle chop. Duplicate the vocal clip. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transient. Now you've got the vocal on a drum rack, basically playable like a sampler. If needed, set simpler to one-shot mode so hits don't stretch weirdly. Then program a call and response. For example, bar 1, a hey on beat 1. Bar 2, a short fragment right before the snare to create push. Bar 4, a longer phrase into the turnaround. Leave gaps. The gaps are part of the vibe. Step 6. Send effects for delay. This is a massive headroom saver. Instead of putting delay directly on the vocal channel, create a return track and name it dub delay. Put echo on it. Turn sync on. Choose a time like 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. 1/4 dotted is super classic for that bouncing jungle feel. Set feedback around 20 to 35%. Then filter it. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. That keeps the delay out of the sub and out of the crispy hat zone. Set dry slash wet to 100% because it's a return. After echo, add a compressor to tame the repeats. Ratio 4:1. Fastish attack, medium release, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the delay hits. Then add a limiter for safety. Now send your vocal to dub delay with the send knob. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Again, we're adding vibe, not turning the track into a delay festival. And here's the classic move, automate a delay throw. On just the last word of a phrase, you push the send up, then immediately bring it back down. The dry vocal stays controlled, and the delay becomes a moment. Step 7. Make room with sidechain so the drums stay punchy. Our really jungle trick is ducking the delay return under the snare, so the echoes weave around the drums instead of fighting them. On the dub delay return, add a compressor after echo if you haven't already, and enable sidechain. Choose your snare track, or your drum bus, as the sidechain input. Set ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and set it to the groove. Adjust threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. Now every time the snare cracks, the delay tucks out of the way. That's how you keep that snappy break feeling even with lots of vocal effects. Optional micro ducking. You can also sidechain the main vocal just a tiny bit to the snare, like 1 to 3 dB reduction. It creates pockets for the snare without making the vocal disappear. Step 8. A simple 16-bar old-school vocal edit arrangement. Bars 1 to 4. Tease the vocal. 1 or 2 short chops. Plenty of space. Bars 5 to 8. Call and response in the snare gaps. Let the break breathe. Think of the vocal as answering the drums. Bars 9 to 12. Bring in a touch more air, and do a delay throw on the last word of bar 12 to set up the next phrase.